T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. Kennedy was supposed to go out on a date with that dude that she ghosted that we now call Casper. Did she go? If she did, what happened? Annie's obsessed with The Bachelorette. She even turned down going out on a date to watch the show. And then, this is random, everybody on our show has a funny story about being stung by a bee. Annie turned down going out on a date last night. Not because it was a progressive jazz metal band or because it was last minute, but because she loves The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Annie's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Annie's obsessed, Bachelorette edition.
I mean, it says right there, don't call her Monday night. Yeah. I don't know how many much more obvious I can get.
Yeah. You come with a warning label.
I really do.
You come with your own jingle warning.
All right, guys, we're on week two. All right, y'all, roll tide. We are back.
It's enough already.
Little recap for you guys. Hannah Brown, aka Alabama Hannah, is our Bachelorette. And there's still way too many dudes. I'm pretty sure there's like 17 Mike, 6 Adams. I don't know. I just really miss old Matt Donald. Shout out. We kick off the episode with our first group date. We got ourselves a beauty pageant judged by none other than the best drags. Do you guys remember Miss J from our America's Next Top Model?
Of course.
The queen of the catwalk. I know my boy, John Paul Jones, can crush some heels on a runway. So the men prepare their speedo walk and their talents. We got yo-yos, we got unicycling, and Jed, my beautiful Jed, serenading.
She keeps calling me in with that smile, with that smile.
Oh.
I think I just kind of stay a while, and by the end of the night, she may be mine. I'll be your Mr. Right, girl.
Okay.
Hey, Annie, Luke Bryan over here. Could you send that boy to American Idol for next season? Because he's got some pipes.
He could be your Mr. Right.
All right.
I was having such a good time watching this until Mr. Chad Tuckett himself
what?
Had to go and make me want to put my head through my TV. Luke P is the woat. That's worst of all. That's worst of all time for all the olds out there.
Thank you, because I didn't know what it was.
I think his bloodstream is just pure protein powder and girls' tears. He pulls the craziest move of all time.
And Hannah, I can't believe I'm saying this right now. This is pretty crazy because it's so soon. But I can't hide it, Hannah. I'm genuinely starting to fall in love with you.
Stop. Bro, you spent 2 hours with her and you love her?
Huh?
Everyone else is twirling batons and crushing some puppet action, and you decide your talent is lying?
I thought you were going to say crushing bees, and that would have been a talent.
That would have been mine. Listen up, Lukey Pie. I know a slithery little creature when I see one. I dodge snakes like you every weekend in Southie. I'm going to need you to get off my television program. But sadly, Hannah is manipulated by his muscles and speech full of lies, and he wins the Mr. Right pageant.
What?
I would like justice for Jed the Songbird at this time.
I feel like she's just picking the bad ones on purpose.
It's terrible.
Yeah, she's trolling.
She keeps calling me in with that smile, with that smile. I think I just kind of stay a while, stay a while.
Okay.
And by the end of the night, she may be mine. I'll be your Mr. Right, girl.
I don't know how I know the words.
98 Degrees sang that song, I think, in 2001.
The first one-on-one of the season goes to Tyler G. I need to send out a formal apology to everybody. I was sleeping on Tyler G. I am team swoon over here.
Okay.
This man is not a snack, but a full course meal at some bougie steakhouse in town. And he's nice. Wholesome Tyler for the win. The second group date is so brutal to watch. They were playing roller derby. bodies are flying everywhere. Some guy broke his ankle. Probably not broke his ankle, but you know the drama with men. And that wasn't and that wasn't the worst part. Not even close. Cam, who was not invited on the group date, decided he was a little bored at the house and he was going to crash anyways. The rest of the fellas were not too happy. So one of the guys goes out and confronts him while he's doing an interview and is like, bro, you can't do this. And he's like, well, she said she didn't want a passive man. She wanted an aggressive man. And he's like, so every time there's a group date and you're not invited, you're just going to show up?
I love it when they do that.
So, you know.
Excuse me, can I just get a few minutes here?
Hey, can I see her for a minute? So Cam has officially solidified himself as the villain of the season, besides Luke.
And
what about John Paul Jones?
No, John Paul Jones is a gem.
Stop
He's just a little creepy.
He speaks in the third person, Annie.
Yeah, but he's not a villain.
We call him by a serial killer name, John Paul Jones.
Have you seen his eyeballs?
We use his middle name.
Close together?
You guys should have seen him in the Speedo. It was a sight. On the unicycle, by the way, because of course he was the one on the unicycle. The rose ceremony is an even bigger dumpster fire. Shout out Kennedy. Her decisions are scaring me. She keeps Cam, the garbage day crasher.
Oh, boy.
And Lukey P.
Oh, my God.
The biggest Delta Bravo.
She's a troll, I'm to say.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. The biggest Delta Bravo Mike Fleiss has ever put on this show.
That's saying something.
And I'm about to hang it up.
Okay.
JK, you know I could never. I don't know what I would do with my life. Coming up next week, we finally get to see my boy Peter, who's the pilot, get some loving. And Hannah gets real angry at someone trying to get a pity rose.
Penny's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. Penny's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
Don't get her started on Farmer McDonald. Penny's obsessed, Bachelorette Edition.
Oh, I love him.
She keeps calling me him with that smile.
With that smile.
I think I just kind of stay a while.
Stay a while.
Did he write that song or is that a...
Yeah, he's from Nashville.
He's a singer. He's from Nashville.
Oh, that's the one. Oh.
I'll be your Miss Right Girl.
I can see the three boys doing the move all together when they're singing that song.
Snaps.
And also, thank you for teaching us the word woot this morning.
You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Casper. He was on our show a couple of weeks ago. Kennedy met this guy online, had set up to go on a date, and then ghosted him.
Well, the first one I canceled, and then the second one I ghosted him.
So I called him.
Like and, you do.
And wanted to get his story and how he felt about getting ghosted. And after talking to him, we all thought he was a perfect gentleman. And you said you were going to go out on a date with him.
Yes.
You scheduled to go out on a date with him.
Yes.
Here's the audio of what that sounded like.
I will have to say, she did take ghosting to the next level.
How so?
Stop.
So the next one, she says, she goes, I'll tell you what, I'll make it up to you. I got tickets to the Red Sox game this Saturday. Would you go with me? Sure, absolutely. I've never met her before, and but yeah, we'll go. So I'm waiting around all week. No text. Come Saturday, I got my Red Sox cap on.
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Kennedy.
I'm standing on Yawkey Way and texting her, wondering where we're going to meet.
Are we meeting at Gate D?
I can't.
Gate B?
I can't.
So that's Casper, who Kennedy ghosted and then made a date with.
It's a good sport.
You were supposed to go out last night.
Yes.
Did you go out on the date?
I did.
Wow. Proud of him.
Yeah, I had gone out for lunch that afternoon, and I went home and took a little nap, and then I got up, got ready, and went over to meet him. I called the water taxi. It said 20 minutes. I was like, what?
Uh-oh, that's too much time. Too much time.
What?
I needed something that was four or under.
So we met in the seaport at King's. We were going to bowl.
Okay.
But we didn't end up bowling.
No?
No, because we got to talking.
Oh.
And the
did
nicest...
you bring your shoes?
No, but I did bring socks. I had socks in my
good,
purse.
Good.
That's amazing.
Good.
I'm not even kidding. I had my Boston Bowl socks.
Yeah,
yep, ready to
absolutely
go.
Always.
So, I forgot where I was going. Oh, so...
Bowling.
Yeah. So we didn't bowl because we were just talking, and he's so kind. He knew that I had an 8 o'clock out, so he was literally watching his watch the whole time to make sure, which I thought was very kind.
Yeah.
So we sat there and talked. I would try and get information out of him, and then he would somehow get it back to me.
Smart boy.
That's what you do. That's what you do on a date. You
pivot,
ask
pivot, pivot. Always. Yep.
Pretty much.
Box out.
And I might be too honest in my first dates, which is why there might not be seconds sometime. But I feel like they need to know everything.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everything's out there already. You know, if you do a search for me, you can find anything. And he said he didn't want to search anything. He didn't want to listen. He didn't Google search me because he wanted everything to be organic, was his word.
So let me ask you this, then. This is the question about Casper, the guy you ghosted and finally went out on a date with last night. Did you make a second date at the end of the date?
We sort of did, yes. We were looking at our calendars and we figured there was a day that would work.
So that's a no.
No.
So you did not make a firm date, a second date.
We sort of did, yeah. No, but we didn't put down time or where we were going.
So you did not.
And if they did, I might not remember it. I had a little bit.
I would like the judge to have the witness answer in the affirmative or the negative. It's either a yes or a no.
Did you make a second date?
We said we would see each other on Sunday. We just didn't say when.
But so no.
What do you mean no?
You did not make a firm, I will meet you at this time, at this place, for this.
I'm going to say no.
Is this poor man going to be wandering through the botanical garden?
Waiting for me with his flycatcher or whatever, butterfly net.
His magnifying glass.
I don't know what you guys are going to do on this date.
So would you like for me to read a text I sent to Annie?
Oh boy.
Was this last night after the date?
During.
Yeah. During.
Oh. You text during the date?
Sure did.
Oh, this is bad. This is going nowhere.
I showed it to him, so I'm not worried about it. I said, so Casper's cute and hilarious, and he already kissed me at the bar.
What?
I was so happy.
Well, you guys kissed?
Yes.
So you kissed but did not make a second date.
We sort of made a second date. We didn't plan it. Because I had to go and it wasn't like we didn't know what we wanted.
The only reason we say that you didn't because we know you and you have a tendency. The water taxi was 20 minutes. That was too long for you.
Too long. Without question.
Yes.
I got an Uber.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're this person. You have to have plans. And if you don't,
have
you're
you seen
let
my calendar?
Go.
I can't. I can't do anything till Sunday. You clearly had a date. Sunday.
And you could have put a time down, but you didn't.
Yeah, I think there's a block there for some reason.
There's a block.
Sounds like he's a wonderful gentleman, but it just didn't click for you.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm just saying that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's my opinion too.
We had a nice time.
Yeah.
He was very funny.
I'm not saying he's a good person.
Sure. Yeah. But if you wanted to, you would have made a...
Yes.
I guess. If you wanted to, you would have made the date. You know, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what else to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Both a little kind of tipsy. I was waiting for my Uber.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Water taxi took too long.
You might have wanted to make out more. I don't know what to say.
Well, you started texting Annie more. Still a good kisser.
No.
It's like my kids out on a date. Go, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Annie, 24 years old, living her single life, lives with her family down in Quincy.
Yep.
Gets a text last night from a guy that we all know actually very well.
Yes.
And he invites her to go to a metal jazz fusion concert at the very last minute.
Progressive jazz metal concert.
Oh, my apologies.
Gosh.
Was Snarky Puppy playing with him, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care.
What's the name of the band?
Let me see.
It doesn't matter what the name of the band is. The fact that he texted her 5 minutes before the concert started, that's the problem.
If a guy texts you 5 minutes before a Beyonce concert starts...
I'm going.
Thank you. So the band does play into the story for me, Kennedy.
But it's still rude. She's like C-Plan. You know what I mean?
It's not rude. If you have a ticket and everybody bails on you and you just... text a friend. It's not rude to do that to somebody.
But are they friends? They haven't talked in months.
Yeah, they're friends because they haven't talked in months. Friends do that. Friends just don't talk all the time and just say, hey, I got an extra ticket. Do you want to go to this thing? If he was romantic, he'd be texting her all the time. That's why I'm saying it's just a friend thing.
If it was somebody else, I would think it was rude and it would hurt my feelings. But because it's him and because of the way he is, I didn't take it as something. I mean, I knew I was a C-plan. Of course I was. If you're texting me 5 minutes before.
He probably had to tell you that, right?
Yeah, so when we would hang out, he would talk about the music he liked, and I was just, I did not understand.
No, none of us have ever heard of it before.
No. and he would be like, remember that time I told you I was going to last minute invite you to some weird show, and I was going to drag you with me, and he said, that time is tonight, my friend's feeling sick, I have an extra ticket, would you want to go? And he said, I know it's Monday, I know it's last minute, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I can't go. But
in what circumstance? Because last night was The Bachelor, right?
Yes.
So that's a big thing for you. You love to watch that.
Yes.
Say it was like a Tuesday night where you had nothing going on, would you have, like, is there any part of you that would have been like, you know what, this is weird enough, I might go?
As soon as I got the text, you just popped in the back of my head, and I was just saying to myself, I should go, because he's so fun to hang out with, and I think this would be such a funny experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate the music, but the people watching sure. him enjoy it, I think would be so funny.
Where was the concert?
Oh, I have.
Was it up
no
in like Somerville
idea.
Or
Probably.
Something like that? Yeah. So you're down in Quincy. It's up in Somerville.
I would love the basement of the Middle East.
Yeah, probably.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
It's a midnight show or something like that. You know,
hard pass.
Yeah. I would love to see you come in this weird shirt yes. for like a band yes. that none of us have any idea. The next morning, be like, what is that from?
Progressive
like, oh, I went to a
jazz
band last
metal.
Week.
He goes, I convinced three other people to go with me, and now they'll never trust me again. Because you know they're going to get there and be like, what is this? How do you find music like this?
At least he called his shot. Like, he right. told you months ago, this is exactly what he was going to
yes,
do.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the follow-through might have taken a while, but...
A little bit.
So are you... Did you say, you know, like, what did you say to him after you told him no? Was there a plan to do something else?
No.
Okay, I'll see you later. Okay, well, bye, guys.
They're friends, so whatever.
Yeah. Bye, buddy.
I said, I am honored that you invited me. I
honored?
Can't...
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. It's a nice thing to ask.
Honored, though?
Honored?
Come on, Annie.
That's a weird choice of a word. I am honored to be chosen for this evening.
I think it's funny that he would even reach out to me yeah. and ask me to go to the show. It's ridiculous.
Like you had been nominated for the throne.
He's swiping through things going, I've already tried. Annie! She'll do it. She does anything.
Thank you for the nomination, kind sir.
I said I can't go tonight. I can't go tonight, but I will go eventually.
Okay. All right.
When is eventually? Is like
yeah,
a Thursday?
Maybe like 6 months from now, because that's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Like, I'll hear from him probably in
what
like 2022.
What is the name of this progressive jazz metal band?
Animals as Leaders. I started listening to it last night when
you
I was
started
getting...
playing it. It sounded like static.
It's so terrifying.
It was like...
I can truly have a good time
anywhere. That
is their
anywhere. Lead single off the new album, Saw
It. It really... I mean, I like a lot of weird stuff.
Do you have it still on your phone?
Weird. Yeah.
The music?
Yeah,
just stick it up to
yeah,
the
microphone. Because that was some
I hope
weird
no
stuff.
Yeah. I don't just... think... Okay, stop that.
I am so jacked up. Let's go.
I could have fun in a cardboard
jazz
box.
Metal.
And I just could not picture myself having fun there.
What's the name of the band again?
You up?
Animals as Leaders.
That's just hilarious.
It's just so bad.
Like, and if it truly is his idea of a date night or a prelude to a romantic, you know,
I don't think it's
situation.
Anything of those sorts.
No, no. But if it is, I need to pull him aside and talk to him because he's
him.
Not doing it right.
We need to work on that.
We need to work
oh,
on
great.
It.
Oh, great. We just got the head of the Animals as Leaders fan club has texted in. They are amazing. You should have gone.
They are an instrumental progressive metal band that came from the ashes of the lead singer's metalcore band, Reflux.
Oh.
Oh
so they're
God.
Acid reflux?
I have that as well.
Same.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I was reading this story. Did you see this about what this family found in their house?
No.
80,000 bees.
Nope.
In the wall of their house.
Hard pass.
Oh, no.
80,000
wow,
bees.
That's like honey for life. You don't need any more honey.
So the couple says they heard some buzzing in their wall, you think? So they call the beekeeper. The beekeeper comes to the house, takes down the wall, and finds 80,000
Who counted
bees.
Them?
Honestly.
Who counted 80,000?
I'm going to guess it was the probably beekeeper. Like somewhere around like 10 grand, and then he's just like, you know what? It looks like 80. It's like when they
well,
inflate
no, they
concert
could,
results
I do,
and they inflate
I deal with them
know,
bees
sporting
every
events
day.
And the Red Sox have a sellout
well,
all the time.
Do.
Yeah, sure.
Well, no, the tickets are sold.
Sure they do.
Doesn't mean the butts are in seats, but the tickets are sold.
Have you ever been stung by a bee?
Yes.
Yeah?
A few, quite oh a few times.
I've never been stuck by a bee.
You better
really?
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Okay.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I got one in my mouth once.
What?
That's brutal.
We were at, I can't remember, like the zoo or somewhere public like this, and I was drinking out of a can of soda, and a bee had crawled in it, so I went to take a sip. It stung me.
No.
But we couldn't leave.
That is a nightmare of mine.
Everybody else was having fun.
No, you can't leave.
Yeah, no.
So my lip gets
ruin it
this
because of one person.
Way.
And I have to just walk around with ice on it.
Kennedy, that is like, I've woken up in the
nightmare before. Hardcore.
Oh.
We just got here. We're not packing up and leaving. You're just going to ice your lip.
That's pretty much exactly what happened.
Yeah, when I was little, me and my friend, we were walking through the woods. He ended up getting stung. Didn't make it.
Okay, don't bring up
Annie,
that movie.
Do you have a story?
Nobody wants to hear about
that. Why would you do that to me?
No, like it was funny because my sister, we were moving logs when we were kids, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen like carpenter bees. They're like larger than regular bees.
Yeah.
They don't mess around.
They're angry.
Nope. And they're very angry.
They bite.
They stick on you. Ugh. And my sister, she picked up a log, and it rotted, and all these carpenter bees came out, and they got attached to her face. And they literally were, like, biting her around her eyes, and she's, like, screaming. And my mom's in the kitchen. She's like, go help your sister. And I'm like, okay. So I'm trying to get the hose, but the hose won't get over there. So like, I'm trying to, like, shoot the hose at her. And then I...
what a good brother you are.
Well, I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like...
Pick them off her head?
She is running around like a crazy woman. I don't want to get bit. So I run over to the clothesline, the laundry line, and I grab a towel off of there, and I wrap it up like a rat tail, and I just start swiping it at her face.
Oh, you're the worst.
And my mom's like, what are you doing to your sister? And then my sister's like, what are you doing? But I got all the bees off.
You're the
but she was bruised.
Oh, my God.
And you took such great joy
in it. Oh, my God, yeah. I rat-tailed the hell out of her.
Annie, you ever been bit by a bee? God.
Yeah, so I cheerleaded for 1 year.
All right.
Okay. I was in my Squantum Storm uniform.
Yes.
And I think my sister was driving me, and I must have sat on it because I felt it in my butt, and I was like, ow, what is that? And Caitlin, my sister, was like, stop moving, because I was supposed to be in my seatbelt. I was just smacking everywhere around me. And then we went to Burger King. She was like, I don't know what to do, so
a Whopper.
She must have been babysitting me and was like, I don't know. Are you allergic? Let's go to Burger King.
No baking soda and water for you?
No.
I remember in Boy Scouts or somebody telling me like, hey, if bees are around, just don't move. So I can remember like being around and walking into a bee thing, but never get it. I was just like, yeah, they're not going to bite me.
All right, keep talking, champ. Keep talking.
Yep.
Sometimes they'll just whack you.
They heard it, and they're waiting for you outside.
Oh, no, they will remember.
No, they really will.
They will remember.
The bees remember.
The beehive.
They remember your scent.
The beehive.
Yep. They're coming for you. Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.